on May 31, 2023, at about 2:23 p.m., a 34-year-old female reported to JPD that she found her friend, 51-year-old Curtis Edwin Anderson, deceased on the vessel Dusky Rock. The vessel had been anchored offshore at Sandy Beach. JPD and CCFR responded to the vessel and confirmed Anderson was deceased. The initial investigation showed no signs of foul play, and Anderson's body will be sent to Alaska Medical Examiner's Office in Anchorage for an autopsy. Next of kin has been notified. On June 2, 2023, at about 6:19 p.m., JPD received a report of another death on the vessel Dusky Rock, which was still anchored offshore at Sandy Beach. The complainant reported hearing a dog howling on the vessel, and they went out to check to see if the dog was okay and found the deceased female on board. With assistance from docks and harbors, JPD and CCFR responded to the vessel and confirmed there were two deceased females on board the Dusky Rock. Nobody else was located on the vessel. Due to a concern about possible environmental factors that could have contributed to the death, the vessel was towed from Sandy Beach to Aurora Harbor. CCFR cleared the vessel from the presence of harmful fumes and none were located. The deceased females have been identified as a 34-year-old Juneau resident and a 28-year-old Juneau resident. The 34-year-old female is the original complainant on the death report from May 31, 2023. Next of kin has been notified for the 34-year-old female. JPD is still working on notifying the next of kin for the 28-year-old female. During the initial investigation, there were no signs of foul play. The bodies of both females will be sent to the Alaska Medical Examiner's Office in Anchorage for an autopsy. The use of controlled substances may have been a contributing factor in these deaths. Updated June 5, 2023. The next of kin for the 28-year-old female has been notified. The 34-year-old female is identified as Erica Lee Judson. The 28-year-old female is identified as Amarita Nina Nichelle Wesley.